we obviously take this seriously. And the hunting tradition in the state is a unifying, and should be a unifying tradition that Democrat and Republican alike can go out and enjoy, and they do. And people want that tradition to continue. We can't afford to have this be one more thing that divides this state. Looking at Dr. Kroll's report, I think there are some misassumptions there that we believe need to be corrected. There's a tremendous legacy in this state of promoting hunting on private lands that are open to the public, as well as the companion public land investment that we continue to make. But what we're looking for, especially now, are the specifics. Well, if Dr. Kroll concludes that the chronic wasting disease strategy has failed, we want him to propose a better strategy for dealing with that problem. If he believes that our sex age kill population models don't work properly, we need to hear him propose specifically how to improve those models. So we're going to be all ears in the days and months ahead, waiting for his final report and the actual recommendations that the taxpayers in the state have paid $125,000 for. We want to get full value out of that investment, and then we need to understand whether there's value in those recommendations and how to move forward in a way that protects one of our greatest resources.